Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you all to another edition of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. My name is Steve White, and along with our co-host, Mr. Dan Calvary, our host and brainchild behind this operation, Ann McNeil, is not with us today. So me and Mr. Calloway, the two of us, we would carry on in her absence. Our guest today is Deacon Alfred Fields. He is a businessman. He's someone that's involved very much in the city of Riviera Beach in several capacities. And he's going to join us today to talk about some of the interesting and exciting and powerful things that he's doing as a businessman, as well as his association with the Alpha Educational Foundation, which is also based in Riviera Beach. So, Deacon Fields, first of all, we'd just like to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to join you this morning, and Mr. Calloway, it's definitely an honor and a pleasure to be able to speak on what we do and hopefully help inspire and build other people to try to do the same thing.
Thank you. Well, and welcome.
When Ann McNeil had the vision for doing this, and for those who've been listening, they know that Mrs. McNeil is a very successful business person born and raised in Riviera Beach. And she realized that there are so many positive things going on in the city, so many positive people in the city that are doing positive things. And for a lot of different reasons, those contributions are overlooked. So she reached out to Mr. Calloway, Dan Calloway, and then, of course, I got involved. And what we've been able to do since we have had this show is to be able to really feature a lot of people, as we say, who are just doing very positive things in the city of Riviera Beach that for some reason goes unknown to a lot of people. So we have been focusing on business the last few weeks. Before that, we talked a lot about education, and based on what you're involved in, you're actually able to talk about both. But first thing we'd like to have you do is tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I know Mr. Calloway has some questions for you as well. So if you could just give us a little background on yourself, your beginnings, and what you're involved in now within the city.
Okay. I'd like to start out by saying I'm so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to share about myself, because I'm a little country boy from a small town called Belleglade, Florida, born and raised over there, a city that's very similar to Riviera Beach, still near and dear to my heart as well. Went to school at Glade Central High School, graduated, went to Florida State, graduated from Florida State with a degree in accounting and finance, and moved back to the West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach area in 1990. Worked with State Farm Insurance for several years and then launched my own business as a public adjuster in 1997, and been doing public adjusting since that time period. I do have a partner, Harold Lightman, and the business is called Lightman & Fields Public Insurance Adjusting, where we represent property owners, in particular homeowners, and dealing with their insurance companies to gain insight in how to present their claims and collect from the insurance company what they're entitled to. I'm extremely involved in the community in several areas. I've been a member of Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church in Riviera Beach since 1995, where I've served in many capacities at the church, and also involved with my fraternity. Have been a member of that since 1987 and joined a chapter here in 1996 as well, and have served in many capacities, president of the fraternity, the chapter here, now serving as president of our foundation, which is Alpha Educational Foundation, which is based in Riviera Beach at the Judge Rogers Center, where we oversee the community center there that's designed and being developed to help the city residents achieve some of the things that they need to do in order to build a better place to live and raise their families. So I'm involved in quite a bit. I'm all about family and making sure that we as a people do what we need to make sure our families are put in the best position to succeed and have a great life in this country, knowing that we're behind the eight ball on a lot of things. So, but I'm just so excited about what's going on in Riviera Beach and what we're doing to try to improve the city from our foundation standpoint. But as a business owner, I'm always out trying to educate our people about insurance policies, which are very difficult to read and understand. And there's some major issues that are going on that I'd like to discuss if we have an opportunity about what's happening with insurance policies that I think our community needs to know about.
Okay, well, yeah, that's perfect, because I wanted to follow up with that as well. And then I know, like I said, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Calloway. So I would like to ask you, Mr. Fields, to do two things. One is talk a little bit more about, you know, what a public adjuster does. How does one get into that field? Because one of the things is we know that there are a lot of opportunities that people in the community aren't even aware of. So a lot of people have probably not even heard of a public adjuster and exactly what you do and how does one get into that field. And then also to talk about those insurance issues that you were just mentioning just now.
Okay. Well, public adjusters are individuals that are licensed through the state of Florida. You have to take an exam. You have to be at least 18 years old. You take a state exam to become a licensed adjuster, and that gives you the right to represent individuals in dealing with their insurance companies when something happens, i.e. if they had a fire or a flood at their home. They would contact someone like myself, a public adjuster, to assist them. We would then come in and basically represent them directly dealing with the insurance company. We will meet with insurance adjusters, meet with the engineers or whomever the insurance company wants to send out, and we will present a claim for them saying, hey, we had a fire and it's damaged the roof, the ceiling, all the stuff in the house is damaged. And we want to make a claim for X number of dollars. And the insurance company, they have their representative that represents them that say, well, we feel based on what we see, you're only entitled to $50,000. And so as a public adjuster, and I come in at $100,000, my job then is to represent that homeowner to try to make sure we get what's needed to put that home back together. And so it covers a wide variety of different things that may happen to the home or business, fires, floods, vandalism, lightning claims. So as a individual that's looking to get into this field, a background in construction, some type of construction would help. Also, understanding how to read insurance policy, which those things can be taught and trained for someone that's new or someone that's young that wants to get into the industry. There are several classes that you can take and be trained how to do it. Very lucrative field. The insurance industry controls the largest share of money in this country. People don't think about it, but insurance industry, when you talk about insurance, you're talking life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance. Everything centers around insurance. Insurance is a huge industry that as a people, we're left out most of the time. So I would encourage anyone that's interested in getting into the adjusting field, I'm more than willing and always happy to talk to people who are interested to point them in the right direction, because it's a very lucrative field to be in. And it's a very rewarding field because it allows you to help people. I'm talking from our seniors who have things happen at their homes and they never knew that they were covered for it. And, I mean, there's thousands of dollars of damage that happened, and we never file a claim because we don't understand that the insurance policy covers those things. So that is what an insurance public adjuster does. We are compensated based on what we get from the insurance company. Like an attorney, we charge a percentage of the loss. If we don't collect anything, we don't get paid anything. So we need to make sure we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've been doing it for 24 years now.
Well, you know. Okay, You ready for me to ask him a few questions, Stevie?
Yeah, he was going to talk about those issues. He said he wanted to talk about that, something you said you wanted to inform the people about, Mr. Field.
Yes, there's a major issue that's going on right now with insurance policy. Almost all of the insurance companies are following suit. One of the things that happens the most at most homes are we have pipes that burst in the home, a water line, the toilet overflows, and it creates a lot of water damage throughout the home. In past years, the insurance covered those things without any issue. Well, now that homes are getting older in Florida, the insurance companies now are saying, hey, we're paying out too much money on those things, even though they've collected the premiums over the years. Now they're starting to put limits in the policy. For example, most of the policies are now coming up with a $10,000 limit on water damage. And so if you have a flood in your home, you go off to work and come home and you had a pipe that burst and it floods your entire home, just to dry it out and try to stop it from getting any worse, it could cost you $3,000-$4,000, not counting the damage to cabinets and walls and paint. It far exceeds $20,000-$30,000, and then you have personal property. Insurance companies are limiting these things, and most people are not finding out about it until after something happens. And it's becoming a major problem, especially in our communities. Some of our policies don't even have any water damage coverage in it. I have one member of my church where she had a claim earlier in last year. We looked at it, was getting ready to try to handle it, and come to find out the insurance company eliminated all the water damage out of her coverage, out of her policy. She had over $30,000 worth of damage in her home with no coverage at all. These things really upset me and irritate me that our agents who are selling these policies aren't warning and protecting our people from these type of catastrophic losses. And, you know, when we have a $5,000 loss, that's huge to us. It may not be huge to someone that lives over in Palm Beach. So $5,000 is a lot of money. And that's a major issue, and I think it's an issue that we need to talk to our politicians about and talk to our community about, so we are aware of these things before it happens to us.
Okay.
We'll definitely, you'd like to talk about that. But Mr. Calloway, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. What about a workshop with that, Mr. Fields? I think that I know some of the people that you handle, and I recommend people to come to you, and that is very important. But did you leave out the hurricane? When we have a hurricane, that whether the adjuster handle that?
Yes, we definitely handle, public adjusters handle hurricanes as well. That's a big issue, understanding what's covered, what's not covered, how it's covered. We definitely, I would recommend, and not because I'm in the business, but because we're, as a people and most people, don't understand their insurance policies. Seek out some help. Insurance companies are in business to make money, not to pay claims.
Okay.
So please ask questions, get help if you have any type of loss.
What I'd like to ask, what about a public forum that we set up every now and then to make the public aware of the do's and the don'ts and before they get a little head in a noose? And especially about hurricanes, you know it and I know it, and Mr. White knows it, that we're going to have hurricanes because where we live at, that's part of living in South Florida. And we haven't had a big one like they had in the Bahamas last year, year before last or whatever, and on the West Coast in Tampa and in the Panhandle. So do you think that we need to get the council, the mayor, and everybody to put up a forum right in the city hall and go from there?
I think that is an excellent idea because education about this process of having an insurance claim is deeply needed because when you don't know, you don't know. And so these type forums – to educate and get people to look at their policies and ask questions about them is definitely a need. And again, I say a need in our community. And let me just say this. All public adjusters are not out for the best interest of our people. Just like in any industry, you have the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a public adjuster that's only looking to line his pocket, that's not a good adjuster. So I, even though I'm an advocate of public adjusters, I'm not an advocate of all public adjusters. So there's bad ones just like there's good ones, but we definitely need to get the information out there.
Well, the next two questions is really, really, everything is important because we got a listening audience and they're picking up on this. What about, you are very busy. You're over the MOTs and everything in Alpha. What about a training program? Number one, is there another black firm who's hitched up with someone else or whatever that doing the thing that you're doing? And Palm Beach County is a large county, the second largest county in the whole United States. And with all these people, we need to educate them. Now, what is the step of, first of all, training people, either they go to get out of college. In today's paper, they were talking about jobs. You get a degree to teach other things, and there's no job. But we need teachers. What about the people going in the same route that you took? Now, can they do that without going to college? Do we have to have them right now, recruit them when they're coming out of college to get into this and pass that test? Tell our listening audience about that, what route you think is best and what is workable.
Okay. As far as you don't have to have a college degree. The state license is required that you be 18 years old, and then you sit for an exam, and you pass the exam, and you become licensed. I'm a major advocate of college, so I'm going to steer as many people as I can to college because the maturity and the life lessons you learn by matriculating through college is invaluable. There are degrees that you can get in insurance, but it does not have to be in a degree in insurance. I got a degree in accounting and finance. I use that every day in business, and I use it sometimes even in the public adjusting. So it's not necessarily a particular degree, but I'm always pushing someone towards that. There are schools that there are classes that are offered at the State College, Palm Beach State, and other businesses that do training and so forth, offer classes so that you can become a licensed adjuster. There are three types of adjusters. There's a company adjuster. That means an adjuster that works for a particular insurance company. There's a independent adjuster, an adjuster that works for multiple insurance companies, but that is not hired by one. So he's independent. And then there's public adjuster. I'm a public adjuster. I can only work for the policy holder. That means the homeowner or the business owner. I can't work for the insurance company. It's a conflict of interest. So the license is the same. The license for all three categories are the same. So you can start out with a company. You can start out as an independent, working with a company who doesn't is not directly linked to an insurance company, so you can work with multiple. Or you can start out as a public adjuster. I myself, I have right now one apprentice in my office that I'm training, a young man that graduated from college, interested in being in the industry. I'm training him right now. And I've assisted numbers of young people as well as other people in learning about the industry. Some have gone to work for insurance companies, some have become independents, and some have become public adjusters. Again, you don't have to be a college degree, but a college degree will help you as you grow into this business in insurance adjusting.
Okay.
So,
well, let me ask this here. I want this very clear because right now, just like I was telling both of you, if you read the day's paper about going to college and the tuitions and everything, and they want the state to give out grants, but they got to be able to stick with what the most important jobs are coming out. See, it's not a lot of jobs. A lot of degrees right now won't get you a job. You just got a degree in it. But I think we need more people into this. I really do. Because of, everybody going to have a problem where the insurance got to come in. Are you willing to add that to under the alphas, or then could it come up under like the youth recreation that we give clinics, we give workshops, we give talks on this stuff to try to get some other people in this? Because I think it's a great job to have that type of employment, especially here in Florida. Now, what is your opinion about that?
I would be the first one to sign up to do all of the as much of the training and teaching as possible. With 30 years of experience, I would love to share with as many persons that are interested in getting into this field as possible, because there is a great need. And also, we're shut out of this industry by, and I hate to use the term, the good old boy network.
It is.
But it is. There's a good old boy network that makes it more difficult for us to get into this industry, because they bring in their families and friends, and so when we do get someone licensed, if they don't have the wherewithal and how to get into this field, even though they're licensed, they're shut out, they're frustrated, and they never use the license. So building networks and teaching how to get into this field is just as important as how to get the license, because you can have a license, but if you can't get into it, it does you no good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I would love to help in that arena in any way I can.
Well, you are talking to the event and athletic director of the Youth Recreation, and I really have the autonomy to add any program that I think is worthy for the Youth Recreation since I've been doing it for 57 years. And under our education component, my co-host here with me, the brains of the crew, is Mr. White. See, I will get with Mr. White, and I'll get with Artie Williams, and we will figure out how to start getting kids interested in this. When I say kids, we're talking about 18 above. And let it be a trade. And if you would take the place that you handle over there off of 13th Street, and we can use one of those rooms, and you'll set up so many hours, and we'll see how that work out. You think that'll be all right, Mr. White?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in on that because I think that's an excellent idea. So, Mr. Calloway, Mr. Fields, I would definitely want to be involved in that, because what I think happens in the black community, since we're talking specifically about our people, is that we get locked into just a few jobs or even business opportunities. And so when you look at an opportunity or a field like a public adjuster, or even as you said, even working for an insurance company or being a public adjuster, this is something that a lot of young people just simply don't know that opportunity exists. And so, you know, what we have to do is to expose our children to the various opportunities. And so I would love to be a part of how we expose them, not only to public adjuster, but to other jobs and business opportunities that are going to be the future that our children don't know about. Because, you know, as the economy and the technology continues to evolve, some jobs are going to be phased out. And there are going to be new jobs and business opportunities coming on board. And our children, our young people need to know about these. So I'm definitely in on that. And I think that this is, Mr. Calloway, I think this is a good time then for Mr. Fields to tell us a lot more about the Alpha Educational Foundation and give us some history behind that and what you all are doing with that foundation in the city of Riviera Beach.
But thank you for that question. Alpha Educational Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. It's a foundation that we founded in 1997 in order to seek those funds to help better our community. So Alpha Education was born out of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, the Delta Delta Lambda chapter, which has been serving the Palm Beach County area since 1947. Actually, this is 75 years. We're our 75th year of service in Palm Beach County, in particular Riviera Beach. Our Men of Tomorrow program has been around for a continuous 33 years in its 34th year, where we've mentored young African-American men in high school, 9th grade through 12th grade. We have many, many success stories that have come through our program. We have young Men of Tomorrow that have scattered throughout the country. I was just watching one last night, Joshua Johnson, MSNBC News host. He has a show every Saturday that comes on. Joshua Johnson, one of our former MOTs. We have MOTs that are scattered throughout the country that are doing great things. But we continue to do that same service in Riviera Beach at the Judge Rogers Center, which is 251 West 11th Street, where we operate out of there along with some other nonprofit organizations. The foundation is primarily focused on developing and enriching our citizens. We have programs for seniors. We have feeding program. We have just to name a few of the organizations that are partnered with us at the George Rogers Center. We have Suits for Seniors that's housed there. We have the Florida Fishing Academy. We have Acts of Kindness that works with young people and tutoring and so forth as well. We have Nelson's Ministry, which does a variety of things, but does an excellent job every Wednesday of feeding the hungry at the site. So we're involved in a lot of things where we're assisting with those other organizations, but primarily our focus is to enrich the city through our life experiences. We're the oldest black Greek fraternity, college fraternity, in the country. And we have members that span the range of professions in our chapter here in Delta Delta Lambda. So, again, Alpha Educational Foundation at the George Rogers Center in Riviera Beach is spearheading a lot of different functions and educational things. We're getting into housing, where we are having housing seminars on first-time housing, where we partner with the Urban League, which is in the West Palm Beach. So we're trying to bring a lot of the services that other neighboring cities have into the city of Riviera Beach right at the Rogers Center. So we are excited about what we're doing there and partnering with the city of Riviera Beach to make these things happen. So Riviera Beach, the city has welcomed us into the city and is working with us as well and trying to make sure we are able to secure the different programs that are needed in the city as well.
Now,
go ahead.
I just want to ask real quickly, is there a website and or phone number that people can get in touch with the Alpha Education Foundation?
If you look up Alpha Phi Alpha West Palm Beach, you'll pull up the Alpha Educational Foundation, which is part of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, the Delta Delta Lambda chapter. That would be the easiest way, and then there is contact information on there. But if anybody wants to contact me directly, I'd be more than happy to give you my number. It's 561-644-0919. That's my cell. My office number is 561-627-3089. That's 561-627-3089. And you can call me in reference to the Alpha Phi Alpha Foundation, or in reference to if you're interested in public adjusting or insurance adjusting in general. I'm always willing to assist and answer any questions about it.
Well, thank you,
Mr. Calloway.
Thank you very much. We don't have a couple more minutes. The main thing, Deacon Fields, because our education director is Mr. White, and Dr. Robinson sent me some material, because we're going to start with the education of young ladies, young girls, 13 to 16 or 17 about teenage pregnancy. And I haven't sat with our education director, but he knows that we're going to get into that. And we're going to add job opportunities through that. We will have the mayor and Doug Lawson at the table with us. And only thing I need to know, will you coordinate your field when we get the young people either coming out of college, either going into college or whatever, to learn how to do that? Now, with the teenage pregnancy, with the health department, we're going to go another route. But of course, that's still up under our education program. Mr. White is in charge of that. I've already made the decision to do that the other day. But now we're going to get into that. Now, I will call you, and we either going to have a lunch or a gathering in the evening, whatever Mr. White schedule will meet, because we can't meet without him into that. And we need to do that right away, because I will put together a cadre of business people who all the material and the finance that need to be, whether it's something rental or some kind of material we got to have, we got to do that. See, one thing, if we don't educate the young ladies from having babies at an early age, we're going to get more in trouble, because nothing decimates a community worse than teenage pregnancy, because you can't get away from it now. And we got to expand about these type of jobs that you're in. You said at the very beginning, it's very lucrative, and we need that. And we're going to do that. I'm finished, Mr. White.
Okay. Well, Mr. Fields, we've come just about to the end of the show. So what I'd like to have you do, sir, is any closing comments that you'd like to make. Also, if you want to respond to the last thing Mr. Calloway said, and then we'll wrap it up. But I can tell you that this has been a very informative show, just exposing people once again to another opportunity that exists for them in the work world and business world. So any comments you have?
On the comment of young ladies and females, I want to say that this industry of adjusting, whether it be public adjuster, independent, or company adjuster, is as wide open to females as it is to males. So I don't want anyone to think this is a male-dominated industry at this point, but in no way should females think they are not. There's no opportunities there for them. There's definitely opportunities, and I would like to see more African-American females in this industry because this industry is big enough for us all.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, Mr. Fields, you need to give us one little minute on when you be giving out the food over there at the complex where you the apples are uncontrolled. Now, is that on a Thursday, every Thursday, once a month, or what?
It's every Wednesday, 1 p.m. until food runs out, basically. It starts at 1 p.m., so that's every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. It's a drive-through, so you don't have to get out your car. Just come to 251 West 11th Street in Riviera Beach. You drive into the fence and come around. The food is loaded into your cars, and then you drive back out. So that's every Wednesday. Thank you.
And we thank you for doing that, because there are so many people right now, no jobs, no stimulus check. We just need to rally and make sure we feed everybody like we did Friday gone, 128 people, which were 32 families. In the 1st of February, we fed 52 families. That was 208, with four people in every house. We gave them food for a whole month. So we I appreciate, in the Youth Recreation Association, along with Mama, we appreciate people like you who've gone the last mile of the way trying to make it better for us. And we will contact you. I will contact you and with Mr. White. And we're going to start that in the next 2 weeks. I can tell you that right now. Mr. White, I'm finished.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you again, Mr. Fields. Thanks this has turned out to be, like I said before, a very informative show, which is always our objective, is just to put some information out there and as well as let people know what's happening in the city of Riviera Beach. And so we appreciate you taking the time out, and we say thank you for that. Thanks to you, Mr. Calloway, and also to our captain, Ann McNeil, who is with us in spirit today. And we will be back next Sunday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Deacon Fields. Thank you. I appreciate
it. I'll get
it.
With
you.
Okay.
Okay.